This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. As Pope Francis makes a new appeal for more openness and solidarity towards migrants, the International Director of Jesuit Refugee Service, or JRS, Father Tom Smolich, says the Pope's remarks are not just calling for a different approach towards refugees and migrants, but are also stressing the importance of a face-to-face encounter with migrants to quell the fears felt by many people towards them. Father Smolich told me that he fully agreed with the Pope when he said that putting up walls and barriers to try to stop migrants and refugees from coming only encourages the criminal trafficking of these desperate people.
I fully agree with the Pope's sentiment on that, and I think indirectly the Pope is referring to the information published by the UN yesterday on the number of deaths of people crossing the Mediterranean this past year in 2016. At this time, a refugee or a migrant crossing the Mediterranean stands a 1 in 88 chance of dying. And especially for those crossing from Libya to Italy, the number is even worse. 1 in 47 people die in the sea. I think what the Pope is saying that because we are not willing to face this reality of people needing a place to live, of people needing safety, they're resorting to more and more desperate means. Frankly, this criminal element is taking advantage of people more and more, given their desperation. And this resulting reality of more and more people dying is going to be with us until we decide that we have to do something different. And I think that's what the Holy Father's calling us to do.
Many people are also noting that the Pope's remarks came the day after the residents of a town on Italy's Adriatic coast formed a blockade to prevent the arrival of 12 female migrants, one of them pregnant, who were to be housed in a hostel. Incidents like this really show that we're up against a huge problem here of trying to overturn people's attitudes.
Yes. And we clearly have people, other leaders in the world and in smaller parts of the world who are doing their best to fan those flames. My own presidential election in the United States is an example of this. But I think what the Pope is saying is both on a level of Christian duty and Christian love, we are called to do something different. The Pope is also saying, and this bears truth, if people actually meet one another, if we are able to welcome and encounter one another as human beings, most of this dies off. When they are the other, when they are a force, when they are the enemy, people blockade, people are frightened. When they are human beings, when it's we are the human family, something else happens. I acknowledge that people can be fearful. I acknowledge the world has a lot to be afraid of. But fear and anxiety is not the way to make decisions.
We've seen the ongoing clearing and demolition of the migrant camp known as the Jungle at Calais. What
Sure.
are your thoughts on this operation and its lasting effectiveness?
Well, I'm no expert on Calais or the situation there, so I can just say a couple of things. One is that the overwhelming experience of people in need of work, people in need of safety, and people in need of a place to live, whether it be in Calais, whether it be in London, whether it be somewhere else. The second piece of this is that Britain, in spite of Brexit, in spite of everything else going on there, is seen as a place with opportunity and hope. And it is, and it can be. I think if the British leadership could find a way to welcome, and again, there are ways that governments can do this, we would have had a very different outcome rather than burning their homes.
Coming back to that question of political leadership, a UN official said very recently that what we have is not actually a migration crisis, but more a crisis of moral and political leadership that's based on fear, exclusion, and sometimes even bigotry. So how can political leaders be convinced to change their policies, which often arise from very deep-rooted convictions?
I'm not sure how one changes political leaders' views. I think ultimately, people get the leaders they deserve. So if people are not taking this issue seriously, and I would say if men and women of faith are not taking this issue seriously and are not dialoguing with our leaders to say, this is not what I want, this is not who we are, this is something positive going on here, then we are fated to have this kind of lack of leadership. I think the real challenge, which I think the Pope is indirectly getting at, is it's important for all of us, whether whatever our faith background is, to respond to this human crisis and say, what do we as human beings, what do we as sisters and brothers need to do, need to say? As long as we're not saying that, then our political leaders can get away with doing things that actually a lot of people are not particularly happy with.
I was speaking there to Father Tom Smolich of Jesuit Refugee Service.